Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home to get Boudreau. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Desautels moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner bunts towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Jim Bagby now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Mack scores. Hemsley scores. Milner moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux catches it and throws to first to double up Desautels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor is walked intentionally. Stan Spence pinch hits for Gene Desoedels. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Tabor moves to third. Bagby moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Bagby scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Mike Namek now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.